The HorrorCon Houston for football program. HoustonCon has a new football coach. Tim Meyer was named the head coach in the last couple of weeks. I'm glad to finally catch up with Coach Meyer and get him on. Coach, first of all, I guess, congratulations on the job. And just, it's your thoughts on being named the head coach at HoustonCon. And maybe about a month ago, you didn't think that was, it probably wasn't on your radar, was it?
No, it was not. Thank you, Wade. I appreciate that. We were guns blazing to move forward with what we had done last year, and sometimes things change pretty quickly. So we had to kind of scramble, and administration had to kind of scramble to get something put together and get a candidate in place to make sure that we went as seamlessly as possible. And that's my intention, is to just to make this as seamless as possible and keep the positive energy from last season going.
Coach, I guess before we kind of talk about HoustonCon football, just talk about your background. You've been around football in the area for quite some time, haven't you?
Yeah, I got my start back in 2017. Keith Miedema, who was running the Randolph youth football program, asked if I would come help out, and I did. And it was my first time, and it was I had a blast. And at the following season, the high school was going through some coaching changes, and Randy Herpel was the head coach at that time and asked if I would come up and help there. So I made a jump, pretty big jump, pretty quick. The following season, I went down to youth and coached youth in middle school in Randolph again for a couple of years, about 3 years. And then there was an opening at the high school again, and I had two sons. One was going to be a senior and one a freshman, and I couldn't miss an opportunity to coach my two boys together at the same time. So got allowed to come back to the high school program for a season. And then last year was kind of the bizarre double duty of coaching with Brian Prevey up at Princeton Green Lakes 8-man co-op in their first season. And then still coming down to HoustonCon occasionally when I can to help out with the JV and on Friday nights when I could, when we didn't have a game. So that was a busy season, but it was definitely beneficial, worthwhile, and learned a lot trying to coach two programs at one time.
Coach, that may be unprecedented. Has that happened very often where, you know, you kind of help out two different varsity programs in one campaign?
I don't know. I don't recommend it. It's quite an obligation. And, you know, two 11-man programs would be one thing, but then trying to bounce back and forth between 8 and 11, that was even more challenging.
Coach, you had a chance to mention the coach with the Randolph program a little while. Obviously, Coach Chase slid in there, Hall of Fame guy. Obviously, last year you had made big strides at HoustonCon. Just kind of talk about, you know, being able to be around some successful programs and how that's helped you develop as a coach.
Well, I think learning the X's and O's from those guys is one thing, but just, you know, Coach Chase is a Hall of Fame coach, and he brings such a great energy and positive approach to coaching. He's just a great guy to learn from. And that was a great, great experience to understand, you know, a little bit better how you can deal with players and coaches and officials and all that. And same with Coach Fiacco. They're both up-tempo, upbeat. Let's keep going and getting better every day. There's not a lot of waste, you know, on daily practices or in preparation. And it's to learn from those two guys was really fantastic. And, you know, I got to work, you know, working with Brian up in Princeton Green Lake. He's the same way, just energy, 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 and smash mouth in your face. And I'm all about that. So really got to work with some good coaches and again, learning not just X's and O's, but football in general and program building in general.
We're talking with Tim Meyer, the new HoustonCon football coach. Coach, talk about HoustonCon football right now. Obviously, you know, they've kind of been up and down, but they've had some success over the last decade or so. But, you know, last year you kind of took it to the next level, you know, reaching level four. Just kind of talk about the program and the jumpstart that it really got last season, kind of restoring the roar a little bit. And what was it like? What was that experience like for you and the kids?
Oh, it was a great experience. You can talk to anybody in the two communities, and they were just on cloud nine. And to say that the team exceeded expectations is a pretty big understatement. But it was a lot of work. It was a lot of preparation, a lot of hours. And that's what we're going to have to keep going with. We had some great talent, a lot of great senior players. It was just a matter of harnessing what they could do and then cutting them loose.
Coach, obviously changed this late in the year. Practice starts in about less than a month now. Just what's your staff like? I mean, has it been business as usual? Have you had to change anything up? Or just how has that been, and how do you anticipate that changing up as you get ready to, you know, the get that whistle out and roll the balls out here in about a month or so?
The staff's going to stay the same. Everybody who was on staff last year is coming back, so that's going to be a big help. The things that we're going to do, going to very much, you know, what I was doing in Randolph all through those youth seasons was very similar to what Coach Fiacco did. So it's, you're not going to see a whole lot different. We may bolster the staff a little bit, but for the most part, we just got to, you know, keep moving forward and as fast as we can. The groundwork is in place, I would say. Now it's just a matter of keeping the wheels turning.
Well, Coach, I appreciate the time, and we'll maybe talk more X's and O's about your team as you get closer to, as we get into training camp and the season opener coming up on August 23rd. And right now it looks like Daily Dodge TV is going to be out in Horicon for your game with Mayville. I appreciate the time and look forward to watching Houstoncon, you know, hopefully push their way up the conference standings this year. Thank you so much for the time.
Thanks, Wade. I appreciate what you're doing for youth sports and the high school sports in the area, and we'll talk soon.